Thank you for joining me.
Thank you very much for taking me.
And so where did the idea of organizing this festival in Sydney come from?
Oh, the idea came from my two partners who at one stage lived both here in Sydney. And one is the Slovak film producer Silvia Panáková from Bratislava, and from Prague, the film publicist and journalist Martina Vackova, who actually worked with me for quite a number of years at SBS Radio Czech program. And I would say many listeners of Czech and Slovak origin would know her.
And so what kind of people are you expecting to come and form the audience for this?
Oh, look, in the first year, we had basically mostly Czechs and Slovaks, but we picked up quite a few people from the street, especially because the cinema, the festival, as you mentioned, is held at Dundee Newtown. That was also a reason why the festival is, why we chose to hold a festival at Dundee Newtown, to pick up also Australians or from many other ethnic backgrounds. So we noticed that we have more and more people like Polish, Indian, Greeks. From the newsletter list, we can see many names, English, all different kind of names, and we are very happy our festival is not just aimed at Czechs and Slovaks, but all Aussies in Sydney.
And Ika, what kind of films can we look forward to at the festival?
We have quite a few films. We are presenting about 30 films. The main event is held, as you mentioned, in Dundee Cinemas. And we have two small presentations. One is at the Faculty of Animation or at the University of Technology, and the other one for the first time at the Australian Film, Television and Radio School in Fox Studios. From the main films, I would perhaps stress it's the opening feature, Devil Mistress, a very controversial this year drama about the most renowned actress of the German Reich black and white era, Czech actress Lida Bárová. This film was caused a lot of controversy in the Czech Republic, but on the other hand, it's a blockbuster. It was box office, and we thought that people might love to look something different from the Czech Republic. We don't do many Hollywood-style movies. So that kicks off the festival at Dundee Opera Keys this Wednesday. Highly recommend award-winning black humor drama family film by one of the most promising Czech filmmakers, Olmo Omerzu. Or, for example, from the archives, as you mentioned, we have the great cult classic of Czechoslovak cinema, Adela Hasn't Had Her Supper Yet. It's a 1977 hilarious fantasy from crime comedy, and it's a parody on pulp detective novels. So this film was recently digitally restored and would be a treat to watch. Another one, my actually favorite, I would have to say, is a multi-award winning comedy drama, Lost in Munich. I just love this film. It's funny, witty, in my opinion, the best feature film we have. It was just recently announced also as a Czech Republic's official Academy Award entry.
Wow.
For the upcoming Best Foreign Film category. It's a really beautiful, it's a multi-layered farce about wounded national pride in the sense, Czechs, and the perils of low-budget filmmaking. So I think people really who love intelligent, witty movie will enjoy it tremendously.
And Ika, with these comedies that you're going to be having, if you're just joining us, I'm speaking to Ika Dedietrich, one of the organizers of Czech and Slovak Film Festival, which is going to be opening this Wednesday. But Ika, I mean, Czech humor, do you think it translates well for Australian audiences?
Oh, yes, I do think, because, after many years, I myself enjoyed very much Australian comedies or comedy dramas. And I think in many ways, Czechs and Australians have similar kind of humor. They like to make laugh at themselves, basically, the sarcasm, parody, etc. So last year, we first time included typical Czech comedy. And my partners were saying, look, Aussies won't understand it. This is typical just for Czechs. And I said, let's try it. And it was hugely, hugely popular. Actually, it was a sold-out session, and there wasn't just Czechs or Slovaks. No, it was mixed. And I think that's why that was one of the reasons why we included this year more comedies, and also this black news around us all in the world. So we saw perhaps people like to go to cinema a little bit to enjoy themselves, forget what's going on around us, just to have a little bit of nice, good time.
All right. Well, that sounds like a really fun event. Thanks so much for joining us this morning to talk about it. And we'll be putting details about this on our site, of course, so people can enjoy it themselves too.
I would just like to stress that all the films are obviously with English subtitles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes. It's a native language with English subtitles.
Yes, yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Well,
yes.
Thank you so much, Ika, for joining us this morning. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes. Thank you for having me.